Hey there, everyone, and welcome back to Super Idols RPG. As always, I'm your GM, Aaron Cerise, and with me today are Dana.
Hello.
T.
Hello.
Luca.
Hello.
And Liv.
Hello.
Welcome back, everybody, to group recording. Yay!
We are also recording, so we can't, like, scream into our microphones.
Yeah.
I was being the crowd. I was being the roar of the crowd.
Yeah. Yes, after some significant time IRL off from recording so that we could let our backlog catch up, we're back at it. We're back at it at Krispy Kreme, everybody. No, we're not. We're back at Super Idols.
Do you have Krispy Kremes? That's a different conversation anyway.
We do.
Back at it again at Tim Hortons.
Not the same.
No, it's not. But yes, we are finally done with round one of the SingStar tournament, which you all did very well, and I might add. You had some fun adventures, you met some fun people, we brought on some cool guests, and as it turns out, with the exception of Elementum, who unfortunately was only around long enough to participate in round one and then ended up having to make his move date back to the UK, you all are advancing to round two of SingStar.
Woo! We all won!
Yeah!
Now that's got a, like, a draw, but...
Yeah, a couple of you got a draw, but that still counts as a win for the first round.
Let's not talk about it.
I mean, if you think about it, getting a draw takes more skill and precision than getting a win.
It really does. Especially with, like, the numbers on the scoreboards as large as they were.
I mean, I won because part of it was my partner just, or my opponent, I guess I should say, just like propping me up and highlighting me under disco ball. So there was that.
Yeah, I don't want to say that they let you win, but they kind of let you win. But it was like the most wholesome way that could have possibly happened.
Yes. Yeah.
And bizarre.
Thank you, David Bowie.
But before we get into any of that in-character stuff, speaking of, there's a couple of little housekeeping things I want to do with everybody. First off, time has passed in the technical masks sense of that term, and as such, the team pool is now completely clear and reset to one. Secondly, there's another little thing that happens when time passes, and that's that the Janus has a secret identity move that we need to roll. We need to see how you're managing your obligations.
Well... let's find out.
Yeah, you get to roll your mundane. How's Alan doing, keeping everything in balance?
Not that well.
Oh dear. There's been a lot going on lately for Alan. It's understandable.
Yeah.
That is a six.
Okay.
Unfortunately, on a miss, you have not given your normal life anywhere near the attention it deserves, so you have two obligations that are going to bite you in the butt that I get to pick. Let me see here.
Quick question. Do you think one of us could use that one team that we have to help with this?
You could. Like, you're working together as a team to help each other through, like, both the tournament and through school at the same time.
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
If y'all are okay starting the session with basically zero, yeah, go for it, I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
In that case, I'll mark your team pool at zero. What are some of the things that you think might be helping with the others? Because the others will be helping you, like, in the form of Queen Bee, except for maybe Angie, who might be able to help you as Alan.
I think in some way that would free up some time for, like, they could cover for Queen Bee when Alan has to show up at the Enviro Club. So that could help. Not fall behind on that front, which I would like to avoid since Alan promised Professor Phillips that they were going to be there.
Yeah, I was thinking I probably, even if you had gotten the miss, I wouldn't have made it that one because you committed pretty strongly to being there for the Enviro Club last time we did this. If we take that up to a 7 to 9, then you've only lapsed in one obligation and you do get to pick which one. So if it's not the Enviro Club, what do you think you're slacking on a little bit?
I think at this point it could be helping around the house. Because both Alan's parents work sometimes odd hours, and their father is often out of town, so usually Alan takes care of a lot of laundry and things like that.
Yeah.
And I guess that they sleep behind quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think they understand it's a lot to juggle with the amount of schoolwork and idle stuff that you're doing, but they can't hide that they are exasperated a bit not having the help around when they need it. And you've definitely picked up on that.
Yeah. No, man, I'm just really annoyed that there's no clean dishes.
Yeah. Look, we know you're busy, but we are too, and we really need some help around the house or going out to run errands sometimes. Especially if you're going to be out and about anyway with your delivery job, you could be picking up more of the groceries or things like that.
That's fair.
Yeah, so nothing too bad there in terms of consequences, but it's a precarious thing that you've got going, as it always is. Also, in between episode 36 and the tournament and now, at some point, Jaden almost certainly would have told you all about the connection between Mary Rain, Vivi's trainers, and Aunt Jen. And to recap, the connection there is that Aunt Jen played with Mary Rain and Abby and Ray for a short while before Mary Rain got famous. And she revealed that Mary Rain herself does not have any powers that are visible on stage. So she relies on Abby and Ray's powers to make it look like she does. Aunt Jen was under an NDA that she basically got tricked into signing and can't reveal that information to people at large. So you probably want to be careful with that info for now. But you do know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the super idol equivalent of lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
Power syncing is... Sometimes idols do it, especially sometimes people who don't have powers at all will do it to try and make it in the scene, just because it's very difficult, unfortunately, in this world for people who don't have powers to make it in the entertainment industry now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always still kind of a scandal when people get found out doing it.
Yeah.
At this point, I think it's been about a week since round one of the tournament ended, which would have been on the weekend of November the 7th. And I'm curious what folks have been doing since then, and what do you think you'd be doing around about now, do you think?
Working on the lawsuit with my mom, and also... getting all the spreadsheets and the poster board ready for training sessions and stuff like that. And also, doing some dance battles in between. I'm burning the midnight oil, if you will.
Before Jaden left, Lucia and Jaden had a lot of let me help you connect the pieces that have always been disconnected for you, and helped Lucia a lot when it came to music production and making music and stuff like that. I think she's been spending any spare time she has really honing that skill and practicing and making some tracks that are good and a lot that are bad, but the bad ones help her get better. So if she's not studying, who needs to study? But if she's not studying, I think she's been doing that and kind of trying to come up with something special for the tournament.
And I think your siblings have probably noticed that you're working very hard on that, especially Ren and Mateo, because he is used to burning the midnight oil all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Ren, because they know all the effort and mental stress that goes into the creative process. So I think they're both very supportive of you.
Oh yeah, no, I think I constantly barging into Ren's room, don't bother knocking, and make them listen to whatever it is I just made. Demanding. It's listen, what do you think?
Alan has been trying to clock in some more hours at work, trying to recover from the time they missed with the Enviro Club, and also they've started making Rhythmix fan cams and posting them online.
Yes.
This one actually from their Alan account.
Oh, interesting.
Well, very nice.
Of course, Queen Bee reposts some of them, but...
I think Karen would probably be very open to helping you with that, both from the Queen Bee account and from the Alan account.
Awesome.
Vivi's been doing a lot of training and spending time with Rain Shadow Records, and... because I think she's been
very defiantly, kind of doing her own thing with her costume change in the first tournament round, and intentionally getting a tie with her opponent, and, you know, using new powers that she's not supposed to have. And so I think while she's still acting very headstrong, she's also been trying to make sure she's still putting in the work with, you know, what Rain Shadow wants her to do for her brand. Like, not burning that bridge just yet, and more trying to show that, I guess, that she deserves to act more on her own.
Mm-hmm. Abby and Ray want that for you very much as well. Like, they love independent Vivi and want to help her flourish.
Mm-hmm. She'd be open with Abby and Ray that, like, that's why she's working extra hard right now.
Yeah, just to make sure you don't, like, immediately fall out of Mary's good graces entirely.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, like, with the way your tournament session went, like, you won. Mary's happy about that. She may not be totally happy about the way that you won. Yeah, that's a pretty good picture of how the week has gone. It sounds like you all are, like, after the tournament weekend, haven't had a ton of time to be together as a full group, just because everybody has a lot of demands on their time elsewhere for a bit. But I think after a week or so, it's getting to the point where, like, people are kind of itching to get together again, especially since you saw Jaden off not long after the tournament. So it's time to get the literal band back together. I'm curious, like, what kind of setting do you think you all would have your first, like, group meeting in about a week or so in?
I feel like we've been hanging out at Karen's place a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this would be another pizza sesh.
Nice.
Always love a pizza sesh.
Like, when you find out that someone in your friend group actually has zero parental supervision, they just become the default hangout place.
Yeah.
If this were, like, a proper masks game, Karen's place is basically your super base at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's even kind of like a fortress of solitude, since it's technically in another dimension where other people can't access it. Wait, it's not a fortress of solitude. What's the thing I'm thinking of? The Justice League satellite.
Oh, Watchtower.
Yes.
Watchtower. Although Fortress of Solitude does...
Well, not anymore.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, wait, no.
The Fortress of Hangitude.
Yeah.
I think they renamed it that in the 90s.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're hanging out at Karen's. Karen's always happy to have you. There's tea and pizza all around. You've just been chilling for a bit.
We can also say that we're having a sleepover at Karen's and not be lying about it, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whiteboard is out, but for once it's not full of plans to take down an evil super corporation or, like, detailed maps of tournament brackets.
Mm-hmm.
It's just full of fun doodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it was so cathartic to clean that off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was. She was, like, real meticulous about it, too. Mm-hmm. It's, like, sparkling.
You use, like, little spray that you're supposed to use for expo markers.
Yeah.
She's serious about her whiteboards.
You even had to work extra hard to clean it, because, like, if this is one of Karen's old whiteboards, there's probably, like, old faded remnants of old things that have been written or drawn on there in the past.
It's definitely not one of Karen's old whiteboards. We're talking about Angie here. So
she brought her $100 to get a brand new whiteboard sent in.
She saved up for it.
Karen's was in unacceptable condition.
We love Karen, but...
Yeah, we were planning a heist. Mm-hmm. It needed a serious whiteboard. Not just one you have hanging around in your basement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Besides, a whiteboard is an investment in future planning, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to really deep clean your potential incriminating whiteboards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So important.
It's the detail they always forget about in the movies.
Mm-hmm. And you don't use the cleaner that the, you know, manufacturer recommends, because they make those too harsh, so it will wear away and you have to buy a new whiteboard soon.
Mm.
I didn't know that, actually.
This is something that popped into my head from, like, a college professor complaining about this 15 years ago. I have no idea if that's true or not.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I believe it.
Let's pretend it's true.
Yeah.
Hanging out, talking about whiteboard maintenance.
Yeah, apparently.
I think the whole time Lucia is just, like, laying on the couch, head back, so she's just hanging off of it, like, upside down, letting you all talk about whiteboarding.
Is she looking at her phone upside down, too?
I mean, like, for her, it's right side up, but, like, yeah. If you look at her, yeah.
With your permission, I have a cute idea.
I guess.
How okay is Lucia with people doing her hair?
Oh,
because I was thinking that, like, if you're leaned over the couch with your hair, like, just flopped out the back, I could imagine the friend, like, doing, like, little bows in your hair.
Oh, no way. I was actually imagining when I was doing this, I was like, if friend was around, she'd be sending little balls of light to friend. I don't know if friend would chase them. But no, if friend wants to, I think friend and Lucia had, like, a little conversation where Lucia was like, yeah, no, you get the card. You can totally touch my hair. So, yeah, friend can totally be putting bows in Lucia's hair.
Their telepathy is kind of locked to Karen, unfortunately, but I think you've managed to figure out, like, how to communicate with them in their nonverbal way, especially since you can see them, like, a lot better than the others.
Do you think that they could alter the light? I don't know. I just imagine, like, Lucia sat down and was like, okay, pink means yes, green means no. whole thing.
Yeah, let's say, like, light is very easy for them to alter. That could very easily work.
Yeah, so I think we have, like, a whole code for light.
Oh my god. Yes, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and occasionally you'll see, like, one of the lights turn to a different color. And in this context, they're asking, like, do you want this color of bow? Or where do you want it?
Yeah, I think, like, every time Lucia is like, yes. And if it's, like, a color, she isn't like, no. But, like, they're vibing, hanging out.
Yeah. Light ball turns from, like, teal to, like, mauve or something like
Ooh.
That.
Yeah, let's do it.
Little excited flash from the ball of light as the bow weaves its way into your hair.
Aww.
So, how did everybody's tournaments go?
I bodied it.
As expected.
Thanks.
I had fun, which I didn't expect to do.
Well, that's good.
Also, I may have gotten my opponent's number.
What? She drops her phone immediately. She drops it on the ground immediately.
Oh, you too.
Does like a backflip off of the couch and like rolls like head over feet. So she's right in front of you.
Tell me everything.
No, it just, she was just really friendly and, you know, flirty. And we just had a lot of fun competing against each other and kind of, you know, we just started, you know, showing off together instead of fighting and then decided we would get a tie.
Decided? Okay.
And then she gave me her number backstage.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, no, I didn't get to see a ton of your match, but you really did look like you were having a lot of fun together.
That's so cool.
Queen Bee trying to look completely unimpressed, but she's leaning in and she's very interested.
Yeah, no, Lucia's just got the biggest starry eyes. One, because she is very happy for her friend, and that's very cute. Two, you're going to get made fun of mercilessly. Lucia is going to tease you constantly. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
Valerie's face is just bright red at this point, and like looking at the ground. Selena said that we should, you know, do a collab sometime, but I also you know, told her maybe, you know, we could just I could just say hi as Valerie too.
Not the unmasking of the idol
spell. Oh, that would be wonderful.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah,
that's kind of cute.
Come on, Romeo and Juliet. I guess he's not really a Romeo. It's giving enemies to lovers.
Except you barely started as enemies.
Yeah. I don't know. This is all new. I don't.
Look, I mean, we've got a lot to focus on, but hey, it was, you know, that was fun.
Well, and Lucia grabs your hands, squeezes them tight, and then stands up. She actually has curls down, so her curls kind of like flounce and bounce around, all these little bows in them as she turns in. She's like, if there's one thing I know better than being an idol and being really good at tricks and being really cool is love. So don't worry, I'm gonna help you out. We're gonna get you two together forever. And it's gonna be perfect. Side note, Lucy has never been in a relationship.
Karen's just sitting in the background chuckling like, well, I'm glad somebody does, because I know I'm certainly not one to ask.
No?
No. Never really been interested.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh yeah, you too?
Oh, really? Not even Kyle? I mean, the way you talk about him.
Oh, Kyle? No, he's like my friend.
Oh, so you actually meant that. Okay, sorry.
I think if you met Kyle, you would understand why I probably wouldn't be interested in him. He's a great dancer, though, and he's a good friend. But I just don't see him that way. I've never really, I don't know, had crushes, I guess.
Honestly, me neither. And it really did take the longest time for me to figure out why that was. Especially, well, the era I grew up in wasn't very accepting of the idea that girls couldn't get together with anybody.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
All that spinster rhetoric and whatnot.
Honestly, though, but like, in that day, kind of seems like a win.
Yeah. It sounds like you dodged a bullet for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'd say.
She tugs on her collar a bit. The guy that I tried to go out with for a while maybe didn't get off so easy, but like, I think he understood, even if he didn't really understand, that it wasn't his fault that I broke that off.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I can look at someone and see that they're good looking. I mean, we all know how I stand Cascade. Wait, it's Cascade, right?
Oh, Conduit.
Conduit,
yeah. As you can see, I'm a huge fan. That's why I remembered his name. So,
this is just take one.
It's okay. It's been like 6 months.
Yeah.
So long.
But yeah, it's always been about his dancing. And other than that, I never pictured myself dating him. And I just realized that's probably weird, right? Like, people think that's weird. Is that weird?
That's not that weird.
Yeah.
You focus on your career, you're focusing on your dancing, your friendship.
It's been really great. Like, people did kind of used to see it as weird, but more often nowadays, people don't as much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not everywhere is, like, as accepting, unfortunately, but, like, at least I'm glad to have been around here where, like, there's, like, a pretty good, like, ace community around here. Like, we should talk some more with, like, Cass about this, too. Like, we met on, like, an ace forum. There's lots of meetups in this area.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be cool. I'll talk to you later about it.
Yeah.
Maybe in a bonus episode or something.
Ooh, that'd be cute. That'd be fun.
Nice. That would be cute, like, idol talk to
Mythics
do.
Mythics goes to pride. Yeah. Cute.
Aww.
Yes.
Anyway, I just want to say, Valerie, that you deserve to be happy. And I know we have like the competition and everything, but you can leave all of that stuff to me because I like doing it. You just have to show up and be your bad self.
No, that's okay. I mean, I have a lot going on in my life, not just the competition, but all the stuff with Rain Shadow and,
yeah,
you know, other things going on. It's just,
yeah. Yeah, how's that been going? Like, you've been really busy this week with them.
To be honest, I've pretty much made up my mind. I'm going to figure out how to get out of my contract.
What?
No way.
Oh?
And cut them loose.
Holy shit.
Do it.
But I don't know that I'm ready for that just yet, so I'm trying to, I don't know, prove that I know what I'm doing, even though I'm not doing what Mary Rain tells me to, and seeing where that takes me for now. I'm going to have to do something about that sooner rather than later, and I know all of you will back me up when I do, and that has really meant a lot to me.
Yeah, if you need a good lawyer, my mom knows this woman. She's been working on her lawsuit. And, you know, I just thought I'd throw it out there. You know, if you want someone to look at the contract and see if there are any loopholes or anything you can do, just thought I'd, you know, throw it out there.
And before you leave, I think you should take full advantage of every single opportunity.
Oh, yes, I'm planning to. But if we can figure out a time, Angie, that I can talk to your mom about it, I'd appreciate that. I don't want to have to give up being Violence Violet, but honestly, if that's what it takes, well, I'll figure out if I'm ready for that.
Maybe you could, like, duel Meyrain for the rights of the name. Make it a big public thing so she can't say no.
How about we cross that bridge when we get to it?
Mm-hmm.
Amicable split is probably better.
Well, we also have, like, a lot of stuff on our plate.
It's just that, you know, it's Meyrain. She doesn't really do amicable from what I hear.
We'll get to her. That's what I'll say. We'll get to her. But it's important, I think, that Valerie is safe. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that when we take on Meyrain, that it's when she doesn't have such a hold on Valerie like she does now.
Mm-hmm. It's a delicate situation.
Just remember the first time when we tried to break into Crimson Signal, and I think Meyrain's a lot more clever than Mr. Cervantes is.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mr. Cervantes has, like, enough money to pay off whoever needs to pay off so he can start another unethical business. But those businesses still fail every time, so...
Where does he get his money from? That's, like, ridiculous.
I heard that, like, he's connected to the mafia or something. I don't know. This is a derail. I'm just saying, this is probably something that we need to be smart about.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever makes you feel the safest.
Yeah, like, if you feel okay keeping that balance with Rain Shadow for now, if that feels safe to you, then that's okay. But if you ever feel like you just can't take it anymore for whatever reason, then we'll be there to back you up and we'll figure something out.
Valerie's just, like, nodding along, very calm face, but also her eyes are starting to well up with tears. Thank you. That I really appreciate it. I really want to focus on the tournament and on getting stronger for now, but I really appreciate knowing that you have my back, all of you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Also, my mom joined this forum for, like, other moms of idle teenagers, and there's a lot of dirty stuff going on with the companies of this city. So I'm just saying, I think I said this before, but Rain Shadow's on my list.
Yeah, well, I know that even, like, places like Starforge aren't immune. Like, there's always, like, especially with the big labels, like, they got big for a reason under, you know, capitalist systems and whatnot.
Yeah, my mom was saying that there should probably be an idol union. So when I graduate high school, it's happening. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
oh no. Absolutely. Oh, speaking of graduating, has anybody studied for the midterms?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I've been busy.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I stand up and I start writing on the board. Okay, so number one, midterms, I guess. Number two, get ready for the tournament. Number three, question marks. Number four, profit. That's the plan.
It's been a solid plan so far.
So, I hate to say it, but maybe we should take this week to maybe rest up. We study, and then after midterms, it's go time.
Do y'all actually study?
Yeah, I don't envy all y'all.
Why don't we have, like, study groups together? And I mean, by study groups, she means, like, we'll get together and then end up just watching anime or something.
Probably. I guess I don't mind being, like, a tutor of sorts. I mean, I've had to take various curriculums around this grade level a few times now, so I know my way around them.
Just, like, who studies? You know?
People.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to, depending on how you retain information. It all depends on your learning style.
Yeah, I always try to study and then get distracted and then do okay anyway, but
you know what? I'm doing it. I'm pulling the plug. Lucia's gonna smirk right at Valerie and just by whatever anime you're watching.
I mean, it just...
Because I've noticed, and she like kind of scoots closer to you. I mean, I'm just saying. If you watch anime, I'm always looking for good recs.
I mean, who doesn't? It's not... I mean, everybody watches some shows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, lately, I have been watching, you know, true crime and legal dramas and stuff like that. And yeah, I guess I should start studying maybe I want to start getting a degree in business. And then there's this whole union thing. I'd better start writing this down. And she pulls out another like pristine notebook out of nowhere. You don't know where she got it. The liminal space that we have that we store stuff in. And then
friend brings it to you.
Yeah. Floats over.
Yeah, something like just floats over your way as you're saying it. Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, friend. And then I take it gently from them and then I start writing my life plan down.
One of Lucia's little light orbs flashes to signal that friend has said you're welcome. But yeah, if y'all are thinking you'll spend a lot of this upcoming week actually knuckling down and preparing for midterms, boy, do I have a move for you!
What?
Let's get it.
It's almost like I informed people in advance that this move might be coming.
No, you surprise us at every turn.
What are you talking about? I'm 100% surprised.
This is all 100% improv. Nothing is pre-planned. I'm just that good.
Yeah.
I mean, when you do surprise us, you really
surprise us. That's true. Yeah.
Yes, I do have a move for just this situation. We've had this in our Roll 20 for ages, and we finally get to use it. This is a move from the Masks Unbound expansion, the Phoenix Academy playset, I believe, which was used, of course, by the stellar podcast Unlabeled, which you should go back and listen to. It's a finished AP all trans podcast. You should go listen to it. Our friend Alice was on it.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Anyway. Point is, they used the Phoenix Academy playset as well, and we are pulling a move from that. It is simply called the Academic Move. So, the way this move works is it's a bit of a multi-step process. At the start of the session, if the time has come to prove your worthiness, the GM tells you what test looms on the horizon. The GM chooses one label that reflects a test or project assigned by the faculty to the students on the team. So, the way this is going to go is each player rolls plus the named label. The team may choose to spend team on each roll as per the normal rules to help each other. You may reference flashbacks to study sessions or other activities that are appropriate. This is all encouraged. On a hit, you will pass the test, and other stuff may happen if you don't, or if you sort of pass, but not the greatest that you could. So in this case, I think because it is mainly like just a like book knowledge test, your math and your science, your language arts, and your social studies, your core subjects. The label I think we will roll for this move is superior. It's also, I think, a fair label to ask for, since I believe everyone's superior is currently at least one or higher. So I will get you all to roll superior for me to see how exam week is going to go for you.
Oh.
Oh. Remember, you can. Oh, wait, you don't have team.
We don't have team.
Whose bright idea
I'm
was
so
that?
Sorry.
Well, things go decently for just about everybody.
Wait, can I be a little shit?
Oh, please do.
So I have this move, Are You Watching Closely? Somebody grab a ladder, I'm going to be reaching.
But it is about misleading, distracting, or tricking somebody. Which I feel like, I'm sorry, Lucia is definitely a little cheater.
Sorry. Yes. Kids, anybody watching, if you're still in school, if you're still in academics, don't cheat. Unless you can get away with it. And Indeed. So, can I roll for cheat?
Trying to think how this works. Because Valerie did fail this roll and we don't have any team.
That's so true.
So I think probably the best that we can do is that, like, you can mitigate some of the consequences for this, but not all of them. Probably, if you succeed on this.
So, we don't have a single bit of team left. Oh, damn. What grade is Valerie in?
I think she and Lucia are both in 10, and everybody else is in 11, I believe.
Damn. Yeah. If we had one, I was gonna like sneak the exam quiz questions for us or the answers.
Or you can do some sort of signal to copy off you.
Honestly, I am also fine with Valerie having to deal with the consequences of this, especially just being like saying, "Oh, I don't know, I never really managed to study, but I do okay." Was said from experience, and I know from experience that I do fine. I don't really need to study. I just do fine. Does not keep working forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes it does, but other times, like depending on the class or like the material being covered, like sometimes it doesn't.
And especially like having a lot of other things that she's paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. You have got a lot on your mind. You've got Rain Shadow stuff. You've got potential like crush stuff going on. And also like just trying to keep up with the club and all your general idol stuff. So, Anyway, to go over everyone else's results for clarity, we do have two people who are going to do very well, as it turns out. Both Alan and Angie both rolled 10 or higher on theirs.
Yeah, we studied together.
Yeah.
Angie made a spreadsheet.
Yeah, so you two, you are going to pass with flying colors. Can mark one potential or shift up the test's label and down any other label. Your choice.
Oh, there's a good time to up my superior and shift down danger.
All right.
I think I'll mark potential.
All right. We did get one person who got a mixed success. That'd be Lucia, who got a 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's me.
Yeah, so Lucia, your efforts did pay off. You did do all right on the tests. However, you would have had to sacrifice something to make the cut. So you get to choose one of the following options. You disappointed an adult, give an adult influence over you. You sacrificed your social life, give a teammate or NPC influence out of guilt. You lost a responsibility, someone who had invested in you no longer believes you can do what they'd asked of you. The GM will tell you who and which responsibility. Or you hurt your academic standing. The first time you choose this, your grades are falling. The second time you're on probation, third time you're expelled.
You know what? I'm going to go with my academic standing, because I think Lucia is one of those kids who doesn't have to try hard in school, because like a lot of school is just regurgitation.
Mm-hmm.
So whether she was just like, okay, I got it memorized, whatever. Or like I said, she was cheating.
Yeah, sort of a similar boat to Valerie, sounds like, except Valerie doesn't have the cheating.
Yeah, no. Lucia. I know, Lucia. She cheats. don't cheat, everybody. Don't cheat in life. But yeah, so I think it is affecting her academic standing for probably the first time.
Yeah, I think you don't realize, like, just how far behind you were falling in school after all of the everything with the idol club, mm-hmm. and also with all the preparation to be an idol you did before joining the club, for that matter.
Yeah.
So this is probably like, even with the work you did, you pulled through okay, but you didn't pull through as okay as you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't pick you disappointed anybody or like people are mad at you. So like,
true.
Your family, yeah. If they see this stuff, if they do see this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little concerned, but they're just like, oh, honey, remember, you got to study a little bit. Like, you're in high school now. Stuff's going to be a little more intensive.
True. I do get to kind of have that sway of like, I don't know. It's like my first year, my fifth midterm.
You do have a little leeway in that way.
Yeah, no, again, I don't think it was that big of a grilling, but she was fully ready to go in and like, it was just so hard.
Oh, honey.
No, don't feel bad for her. She's lying.
Yeah, no. Your parents will fall for this. Your siblings, maybe not.
Yeah.
So I think maybe after you have the conversation with your parents where you assure them that you're going to really do better, you might get the secondary talk afterwards from Mateo.
Oh, God.
Who's like, now, you and I both know you're not too busted up about this.
You and I both know you're not mom or dad. So...
Yeah, but I also have maybe a little leeway to, since I'm doing a lot of academic stuff anyway, maybe let them know that you and I might be studying together a little bit more often in the next little while. You know, just because it's convenient.
The look of horror and disgust that would come over Lucia's face as she just looks at her brother.
He smirks like the biggest shit-eating grin at you.
Oh my God, you're... so thoughtful, Teo.
I am, aren't I?
I just leave. I storm away.
This is the consequence of your mixed success, is you got by okay without disappointing your parents, but Mateo is going to, like, try to
study,
get you to study
me.
More often.
Ew!
And take some time away from the club, potentially.
Ew, he like shows up in his busted car after school. He's like, come on, we're going to the library. Ew.
Yeah. But unfortunately, despite best efforts, we did get one person who really didn't do so hot. Mm-hmm. Valerie got a 6, unfortunately.
Yes.
On a miss, you blew it hard. And the faculty and people who care about you will come down on you. Prepare yourself. Hey everyone, and welcome to a long overdue middle bit, and a long overdue episode, for that matter. I meant to have this out in like February, but... I'll be honest, I just couldn't quite get it together on my end last month, so it's coming out in March. Luckily, I did not charge patrons for January or February, so nobody's paying for content that they didn't get in that month. But, you know, still, it's a little unprofessional. Not exactly how I'd like it. Anyway, we haven't had a middle bit in a long time now, and I think you all are due for some updates. First and most obvious, I think, is that this show is no longer going to have a set release schedule, per se. That's not going to say it's not going to have a release frequency. My goal is still to have at least roughly one episode out per month, but the actual release date is going to be up in the air. After taking, like, a year off the show and starting to come back to it now... my relationship with content creation has changed a lot, let's say. I'm getting older now, for one. I turned 37 last month, if you didn't know how much of an old fogey I am, to my younger audience members. And so not only do I not have that same constant drive to create online content that I did in like my 20s and early 30s, I just also have other things I want to have the time and flexibility to do. I want to watch TV, play games, spend time with family and friends. Heaven forbid, maybe get out there and get more active and healthy. Imagine. And make no mistake, I feel a lot better about working on the show again after taking such a long break. That is absolutely what I needed, and I'm so glad that everybody let me take it. But finally getting to finish episode 39 felt amazing, frankly. And once I was able to find the time for it, putting together this episode was really fun and breezy. It's a cute little episode. And I think the only thing that's changed, really, in terms of the show, is just that, like, how I'm approaching the content creation process itself. I kind of want to treat content creation more like a true hobby than a professional endeavor going forward. not in the sense that the content itself suffers, but in the sense that, like, I'm not going to be pressuring myself as hard to get it done and get it done regularly. I want this to be something that I do when I have time and when I feel like it, and not because there's a deadline looming, basically. And also, I think when the enthusiasm and the time is there, it comes across in the quality of the show, too. So there's that to consider as well. To reduce the time commitments needed, I will also say that Super Idols is unfortunately no longer going to be part of the Be Gay Roll Dice Network. Even the added work of keeping up with the ad rota is a little bit more than I feel like I can consistently keep up with going forward, unfortunately. That said, we do super appreciate the time we were part of the network. It was a really fun endeavor, and especially because we got to meet like a whole bunch of amazing people. I have met people that I'm going to be best friends with for life through that network. It was an incredible experience. But this felt like the right choice for where I'm at as a creator going forward. I want this to be a hobby project. I want it to be a fun hobby project, and hustling for it to be part of a network felt like it wasn't quite the right choice for that. So I'm sorry if this means that the show is going to come out a little bit less frequently than it used to back in the day, and you won't really know when an episode is going to drop until it drops. I guess the positive way you could look at it is that this will be like a nice little surprise when it shows up in your feed roughly once every month. It'll just brighten your day. It's like, oh look, Super Idol's released. Cool. It'll be like when a new H-Bomber Guy video comes out, but not like a year between releases. Well, not again, anyway. So, how is this all going to work with the Patreon? Basically, I'm going to try and continue what I have been doing recently. I will keep the monthly Patreon billing cycle running as is, assuming that at least one episode per month is going to keep coming out. And if there is a month where I know I can't get an episode out for whatever reason, I will pause the next relevant billing cycle to reflect that and just make sure that no one pays for more content than has actually been released. And if anyone ever feels like they've gotten charged for content or bonuses that they didn't receive or that they think aren't coming frequently enough, it's totally fair. Just message me on Twitter or Patreon and I will make sure that you get a refund as quickly as possible. Speaking of Patreon, I do also want to say that the Patreon-exclusive show Super Idols Blast Off will be returning in the near future. I know that the people who were on that show are really, really eager for people to actually hear the rest of that, so I want to get back to work on that as soon as possible. I'm thinking I will likely release the first episode of that here on the public feed in the near future so that I can give people a taste of what that show is like and let people know if they might want to subscribe to hear the rest, because it's a really cute and fun show, and more people should listen to it. As a reminder, there is also our side show, Idol Talk, on the Patreon, which is like an in-character, behind-the-scenes type show that complements episodes of the main show, kind of like a Talking Dead or an Inside the Actor's Studio. Not every episode is going to have an Idol Talk going forward, but we still want to make those when we can. The past ones are really fun and cute, and they only cost like a dollar a month to listen to if you want to hear them. Your dollar also gets you access to all of our past Patreon exclusive content, including before and after session talks from ARCs 1 and 2, and stuff like the individual session recordings from the soloists episodes. If I get time, I would also like to try and upload the individual recordings from the tournament sessions as well, because those are really fun to hear uncut and like unjumbled together as well. If you join the $5 a month tier, you can also get access to a bonus one-shot that Luca ran called The Great Blood Bank Robbery, where Dana and I play socially awkward vampires trying to rob a blood drive to prove that they're cool. Yes, it's as funny as it sounds. I really want more people to listen to that one as well. It was a really great time. And hopefully there will be more one-shots on there in the future as well, so keep an ear out. But of course, the main draw of the $5 a month tier is getting your name shouted out in the episodes. And here I am going to shout out everyone who has ever been in that tier for any amount of time in the last year and change, just to make sure everyone gets their $5 worth. So, here we go. Thank you oh so very much to Adam K, Aswell Shell, Aurabolt, Chris T, Circus, Eric, Ericune, Great Big James, LCG, Liv C, Luca, Lumi Melon, Naomi, Noreen, Peach Garden Games, Rowan B, Tanner S, and T. Thank you all so much for your continued support. I appreciate it so much more than you will ever know. All right, I won't keep you from the rest of the episode now. Just a quick formatting note before we continue, though. T actually had to leave early at this point in the recording. So if you're wondering where they are during all this, that's what happened. Since Angie did so well on her exams, we can probably assume that she's taking this time to put some extra work into the lawsuit with full gusto. As for the rest of the gang, why don't we check in with Lucia and Queen Bee after their midterms? And as for Valerie, well, we'll get to Valerie. Don't you worry, dear listener. We'll get there.
I think maybe this conversation could happen after the results come in. And maybe Lucia is just walking down the hall and she just comes across Queen Bee, who's coming the opposite way and, well, in every possible sense because she's on the ceiling.
I think I'm unbothered by that at this point, so I just kind of glance up. I'm like, oh, hey, Bee.
Hey. You busy?
In reality, I do think she's heading to class. So she would just shake her head. No.
Good. I could use a little your opinion.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She pulls out her phone and shows you a picture of Blue Stallion, which I seem to remember you had a reaction to before.
Yeah. I, like, look at the picture, then at B, and just... This was your... Like, your opponent, right?
Yeah. And, well, we parted on good terms, I'd say.
That's good.
Yeah, he left me his number because he wanted me to pass on some information to Made Marvelous.
There's already just, like, a big smile as she's like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I would really like to have her on his group.
Oh.
And, I mean, I was like, and I was thinking of... Of course, that's fantastic. That's quality sabotage right there.
That's true.
At this point, I think she does, kind of like, not a somersault, like the slow thing, the gymnastic thing, where she just, and she gets on the same plane as you. And I was thinking, maybe I should just text him.
I mean, you should always text him. If, like, that's what you want, if that's what we're saying.
Well, I don't know.
She's gonna, like, link arms with you and walk and just, listen, I know what they say. Girls gotta play it, like, hard to get, blah, 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 blah. No, we are not that way. We are going to see what we want. We're gonna take what we want, or at least ask for what we want, because you can't really just take people. You get the point. You get the metaphor. You're with me. You're on the same level with me. We're not just going to sit here and like, twiddle our thumbs and wait for guys to text us. If you are interested, you should reach out to him.
No, if I'm interested, like, he's tall.
Tall's good.
And he's nice. Generally nice.
Tall and nice. I mean, yeah, that's my type too.
Yeah, but it's just... There's a lot more to him. He's got a whole different life going on, and I don't know if I could fit in there.
Hello? You're Queen Bee, he'll make room.
I mean, maybe I should, but I mean, he didn't give me his number because he wanted to talk to me. It was just for a work thing.
Okay, well, I mean, it's not like we're, like... big professional idols yet. It can be like a work thing and then also like a, hey, by the way, now that I've said this, like, We should hang out. Maybe get boba tea or something after school.
Yeah, and I mean, I should do it before he actually meets up with me and Marvelous, because, I mean...
Yes.
I don't trust that horse.
Sorry, that did sound like it was going to be a different word for a sec there.
That sounds so good.
Yeah. Yeah, you see Lucia's eyes get like a little wide, and then she realizes what you said and bursts out fucking laughing in this hallway.
I mean, I don't trust any of them. So, okay, here's the plan. You meet up with him. You have boba tea. It's like a total work thing, right? Like, let's talk about like the future of his idol group and how everything's perfect and how you're gonna get made marvelous to leave Sagittaria and then join your group. But in the meantime, like, you're gonna wear that cute yellow sweater. You two are gonna be sitting there like talking and chatting over boba tea and snacks and making eyes at each other and falling in love. And then you're gonna start like dating, and then we're gonna win SingStar, and then you two are gonna be like together forever, and it's perfect.
Hey, slow down, okay? I don't know if I'm even really into him.
Okay, fair.
I could.
You could do anything. But she pats your arm. If you also just want to, like, go on dates with cute people, that's fine too. You're much more the player type. Respectfully.
There are so many cute people around. It's hard.
Yeah. And yet, I'm single. Make that make sense.
You're too good for them. You're intimidating.
I'm not intimidating. They're intimidated.
But seriously, Vivi.
Yeah?
Is it just me? I thought she has something going with Yasmin.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Like, the two cute goth girls? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
But you know what? Maybe, like, Angie and Kyle thing? I saw it. I saw the vision, but apparently I was just seeing a fantasy. Completely whiffed it on that one.
I mean, I guess we're blinded by the abs.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Smash cut to, like, Kyle sitting in his room, laying on his bed, just going like, dang, surfboards are cool.
And surfboards are cool. Those sneakers that the dancer's wearing in that video, those are real sick, man.
Yeah. I'll repeat what T has said off the cast.
Yeah.
Kyle, also an ace king, by the way.
Kyle, ace king, just here for vibes. Like, yeah. Everybody around him is like, oh my gosh, Kyle, like, and shipping Kyle with all these cute dancers. Kyle,
Nope. Kyle, the thought bubble over his head is just like,
it's just 8 counts. It's just 8 counts over and over again.
I wonder if I should get popcorn chicken after work.
Yes.
Popcorn chicken or fried tofu.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we'll leave Kyle to think about surfboards and fried tofu. As the rest of this conversation continues.
Yeah, as Trixie and Queen Bee walk down the hall, lamenting about all the missed calls I think they've both made.
Yes, as we leave Lucia and Queen Bee to chat more about cute people, let's turn the focus back to Valerie, who's maybe not having quite so easy of a time following her midterms.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, realizing that the juggling act is not going so great. Maybe part of why Valerie and Lucia didn't do quite as well is just because after that, you know, conversation earlier, Valerie starts to go, well, I mean, I have seen a few anime. But yeah, we could, you know, talk recommendations. And then after that, it was just like constantly online, in person, just like, okay, well, you know, I've been meaning to like finish it for ages, but you know, I really like the first several episodes of Review Starlight. Also really, really, you know, it's older, but Utena is really good. I've heard good things about Madoka Magica, but I've heard bad things. I need to make time to watch it, but just like floodgate has been opened.
Yeah, and I think like through all of that, at some point, Lucy is just like, well, like, let's just watch Madoka Magica now. Like, it can't be that long. Let's just watch it all now.
Oh, God. And from experience, I know it is extremely easy to just binge Madoka Magica.
It's only 13 episodes. That's one season. That's one core. It's fine.
Yeah. Easy.
But then you also got to watch the movies to see how they're different from the series. And then you got to watch Rebellion.
And then, yeah, I was going to say, there's a spinoff.
Oh, God. Did Magia Record exist in 2020 yet? I don't think it did.
No, not the gacha.
Oh, no. Do you get into the gacha game? That's the real killer. Much.
Oh God, that's why you failed. That's why I passed and failed. Because you got into the gacha.
Oh no, I think we're just gonna like take a, you know, just a moment to watch a 13 episode anime and a couple of movies. It's like if you have 1 week to study for midterms, I think that's plenty to you know, take your actual attention and study time.
Yeah. So I think do you break the news to your family? Like, how does this work for you?
Yeah, she's especially Valerie has been like more confident and like, you know, everything's under control lately. And then there's a certain point where you come out of your exams and you already know before you get the grades.
Aww.
And so, I think Valerie's enough of like a straight edge deep down that before like getting the results of the exams will like, you know, at dinner, tell her family that she has some bad news and say that she thinks that she did really poorly on midterms and is just like clearly feels bad about it and feel, you know, aww, feels guilty about it and wanted to let them know.
Yeah. In that case, I think your family, from the way we've characterized your family, they probably would be understanding of this, not super happy about it because like they're worried about your like academic standing and whatnot, but like they wouldn't like be mad at you about it. Here's what I'm going to pitch instead for the consequences of this move. Maybe the consequences aren't at home, they're at Rain Shadow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That makes sense too.
Yeah.
I think what I'm picturing is that Mary Rain has been looking for a reason to come down on her. Like, I've been trying to, you know, like, not give her any excuses, basically. Working hard at everything with Rain Shadow. And I think it would be interesting if this is something that she uses as leverage to come down harder on Valerie.
I think that makes a lot of sense for sure. Mary really did seem like she was just looking for a reason to justify like how peeved she was with you at the end of your contest session.
And of course, you know, it's obviously I can't let you know, my grades slip to the point where it could interfere with my work.
So I think maybe like a day or two after you get your exam results, you are called urgently to meet Mary Rain in her private quarters. And you know that when you get a summons like that, you need to hop to it, get there quick. So you head over there. Would you go there in VV form?
No, I think I would just go and transform once I get there. I think that's part of what, you know, having a dressing room there is for.
Right. And I guess here's the important question. Which dress are you wearing?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I'm going to go with the new dress.
Okay. So we have Vivi having just gotten ready in her dressing room. By the way, this is like technically your sanctuary that we never use. Is there anything special that you want to do while you're here?
Yeah. We actually have not talked to Grace in a while either. Maybe they can be there before Mary shows up.
Sure. Yeah, maybe Mary is coming to meet you in your dressing room rather than you going to meet her. That's how you know it's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you've gotten yourself ready in terms of like your transformation and maybe like sitting in front of your like dressing room mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the door open behind you, and to your relief, it is Grace.
Hi.
Hey, hey, Valerie, how is... I guess I shouldn't ask how things are going. I hear things are not going amazingly.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with everything the best I can, and I guess should have paid more attention to my classes, which I've never been great at anyway. But well,
oh, I hear ya. Like I'm trying to balance uni on the side with all of this as well. So believe me, I hear ya. But yeah, it's disappointing whenever, like, the grades just aren't what you want them to be.
Thank you. Yeah, it's... I mean, I guess it is what it is now. I just have to keep doing better going forward.
Yeah, well, better or just what you can. It's always what you can. Like, I don't know. Trying to keep up with all of Mary's demands and school and family stuff. It's a lot. Sometimes, and like, I think I started to just tell myself after a while that like, it doesn't matter if I'm not always doing my best, as long as I'm just like keeping afloat during the times when that's what I can do.
That's a good attitude to have. Thank you. I don't know. I thought I had a handle on things, and I guess I didn't have as much as I thought, and now the consequences are coming for me, I assume, down the hall at this moment.
Yeah, Grace sighs, and they say, like, well, yeah, unfortunately. Sadly, with the coming storm, there's maybe only so much you can do to stay afloat, but I'll try and do what I can to help you, at least offer you that wooden board to stay afloat next to the sinking ship, if it's that.
Thank you. I know you can't really, you know, do much when Mary's upset, but, you know, I really, really do appreciate your support.
But yeah, it's honestly just nice to have you, like, around the building. I know that, like, you're kind of, like, more the reserved type, but, like, I don't know what it is. There's always, like, a warmth to you that I feel like maybe, like, even you don't acknowledge all the time, but, like, you're clearly, like, dedicated to what you do, and you want to do well at it, and, like, I don't know, that passion always makes me want to do that little bit more to stay afloat here as well.
She's been, like, having a very... intense expression, but kind of softens a little and smiles at Grace. And well, I'm glad that that's helped. Thank you. And I mean, I also just appreciate all the work you do anyway with the, you know, keeping everything organized and the social media and all that.
I do what I can. Like, you make that work a lot easier too, especially like some of the or prima donna types, Mary and everybody like else who wants to be Mary, basically, around here. Not everybody around here is the best in terms of coworkers, so you really are like a ray of sunshine in that respect, Vivi.
Well, maybe I don't want to be Mary nearly as much as I used to.
Grace smiles at you and they say, that's encouraging, honestly. I can tell, too, like, your new outfit, by the way. Oh my god, I haven't gotten to say yet, but it's so cool. Like, did you, like, come up with this design yourself, or, like...
No, I actually talked to a friend at school about it, which is, she kind of glances toward the door and puts her finger to her lips. From the drama club, gave me some costuming tips.
Oh. Well, it looks amazing, and Mary's gonna hate it, but just know that her opinion doesn't count in this respect.
It just feels more authentic, so
Of course she'll hate it.
Oh, and Grace's head perks up. They can hear the clacking of familiar stilettos in the hallway. And they stiffen and go like, oh, she's coming. Oh, should I stick around? Do you want me to stick around? I can stick around.
No, save yourself.
Okay, well, I guess that all I can really say is good luck, and I'm still pulling for you regardless of what she wants from you.
Thank you. Also stiffens up and gives a sharp nod.
Grace will nod back and quietly see themselves out. And you can hear Mary snapping at them as they leave to go fetch her, like, one of those ridiculous coffees that she orders all the time. And you can hear Grace's footsteps heading back out down the hallway towards where you know the Starbucks across the street is.
You know, it's wild, because you'd think that she could just get the regular, but I'm beginning to think Mary changes the order every time just to make it harder.
Mm-hmm. In this case, it's even worse because Mary just snapped at them and said, like, go get me the regular, and there isn't a regular.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, now that we've established what specific terror is being inflicted on Grace.
Yeah, the storm does come blowing in, as it turns out. Mary is not shy about basically pushing the door open, and it slams against the wall. She's trying to stay composed, but, like, you can tell she's just seething.
Vivi is standing back straight, chin up slightly, just trying to project confidence. Definitely afraid of the conversation that's about to happen, but trying not to show it.
Mary closes the door, maybe, like, slightly more self-consciously, leans her back against the door, crosses her arms, and blows up with, like, her lip, like, the little, like, tuft of hair that's in her eye.
Very Disney villain entrance, thank you.
That's the vibe. Violence, Violet.
Mary Rain.
Should I even use that name since I see you are not using the approved costuming of Violence, Violet?
I thought that a big debut like the SingStar tournament necessitated a shocking new reveal to the public.
And to me, it turns out. You didn't see fit to consult either with me or anyone from the wardrobe team about this ahead of time at all?
Well, I've been very, very busy, as you know, training for the tournament, and I didn't want to bother you with the details.
Except your image, Violence Violet, is more than just the details. It is everything. It is the most important part to selling you as an idol and making you successful. It's a very delicate balance to hit. We had a balance. And you just casually threw that into disarray.
Well, you know, I think my previous look was very iconic, very balanced, very well tested, but I just think this is more modern. It's more, you know, the scene that's happening right now, not the scene a decade ago.
But that's not your scene, Violet. We defined what your scene was, and as I said, we had determined exactly what was the best fit for you, what sound fit you best, what image fit your look best. It doesn't necessarily matter what you think other people's current scene is. It matters what works for you and what will make you the most successful.
Well, this is much more about me than the previous outfit ever was, and I think we both know that.
Since when? What has shifted so drastically that it would require such a last-minute, off-brand image change like this?
What's changed is I know what I'm doing, and I know what works for me, and I'm taking the initiative.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew that sending you to work with Abby and Ray would be a risk, and it seems like it is not one that has paid off terribly well. Told them not to be so flippant with the students. And she's, like, starting to pace a little bit in front of the door, grumbling to herself.
I think as she's saying that, Vivi's mask of confidence slips a little, and she says, This has nothing to do with Abby and Ray. They've helped me make a lot of progress with my powers and control.
And seemingly drawing out previously unknown powers out of nowhere, which is also concerning, I might add. Where did this ribbon magic come from? What is going on with that? And you can tell at this point that Mary is like, she's had this like veneer of like being superior and like aloof up until now, but you can tell that now she's just getting like exasperated and like uncertain. She really doesn't know where this other power of yours came from, and she's a little freaked out by that.
I don't know. I mean, I never had any powers before coming to you, and until recently I've only had the ones that you gave me. I thought that you might know.
Well, I don't. And I would very much like to know, apart from everything else, how you even discovered that this was something you could do. Is this something that came out through training with Abby and Ray? In which case, I might need to have a little talk with them.
No, I didn't even tell them until they found out with everyone else with the tournament. No, it just happened when I was trying to accomplish something under tense conditions, and without even knowing what was happening, she reaches a hand out, and the like sort of woven ribbon part of one of her collars around her arms like glows and whips out and grabs a bottle of water from her table on the other side of the room and just pulls the bottle of water to her. It just happened, and I decided that I wasn't going to let any asset or advantage go to waste.
Mary Rain is trying to just do controlled breathing at this point because she knows she's kind of losing it a little bit and doesn't want to lose too much face. Even so, it is very concerning, as is your current attitude. It belies a lack of trust between you and me and what I see for your career and your success. And I don't appreciate lack of trust, especially in someone I had been hoping would be one of the new shining stars of this label. So, just to be on the safe side, I'm going to call off the sessions with Abby and Ray for the time being, because I would like to do a little more one-on-one work between you and me to regain some of that trust and understanding. How's that sound, Violet?
Maintains her mask, but like sharp intake of air. I'm sure that will be enlightening.
Yeah, and I think with this entire exchange, Mary is going to try and shift your labels. She is going to try and shift your superior down and your freak up.
Ooh.
She wants you to focus more on the powers that she gave you and the image that she wants for you, which is as a powerful idol in her image.
Yeah, that's fun. Rolling dice is fun, especially in high-stakes situations where you should probably not be rolling any dice.
Yeah, and I feel with Valerie's current attitude, I feel like she wouldn't accept this so readily.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, roll to reject Mary's influence then. Yes!
10.
There's that 10.
Okay.
I think that makes up for earlier, even if just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
On a 10 plus, choose two options from the reject someone's influence list.
Oh, yes. Okay. I am going to clear a condition or mark potential by immediately acting to prove them wrong. And I am going to cancel their influence and take +1 forward against them.
Yes! I was hoping you'd pick that one.
You knew that was coming.
Yes. Ah, love to see the doomed cancel the influence of their nemesis.
Yes. And as far as immediately acting to prove them wrong, I am going to take a bottle of water that I just grabbed with my ribbon. And, I mean, let's be real, if this were a real, like, fight where I was rolling to do everything, that probably would have been a snatch from my flares that I now have. I'm going to just, like, open it up, take a swig of the water without breaking eye contact and say, you know, I told you before, I'm going to be the top idol, and I'm not going to let anyone stand in my way.
I think Mary will glare daggers of ice in your direction. Well, don't think that it won't be a fight to get there. And camera's going to swing around to the calendar app on Mary's phone as she very pointedly deletes all of Vivi's appointments with Abby and Ray on her phone. I'll see you at our first session. I can promise you it will be very enlightening for you.
It may be enlightening for you too.
Well, let's end that scene there. Yes!
Oh.
Phoebe!
Yes, get her.
Get her.
Okay, I need to drink some water.
Yes!
That.
Oh, Dana, you did so good.
Intense. You too. Thank you so much. That was very fun.
Thank you so much for listening to Super Idols RPG. And thanks to the wonderful cast of today's episode. Valerie/Violence Violet was played by Dana Lexa, who can be found on Twitter at AuthorX. Angie/Bane Kitten was played by T. Alan/Queen B was played by Luca, who can be found on Twitter at QueenBE15160871. Lucia/Trixie was played by Liv Chavez, who can be found on Twitter at LivInADay. Dialogue, cleanup editing, and mastering for this episode was done by Kathleen Childs, whose work can be found on the Sword of Symphonies podcast at peachgardengames.com. GMing and final editing for this episode was done by me, Aaron Cerise. You can find me on Twitter at Aaron Cerise, and you can find more information and art for Super Idols on our website at superidolsrpg.wordpress.com. This campaign is played using Masks, A New Generation, written by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games, with custom moves by Aaron Cerise and Zach P. Our opening theme is Le Chevalier Noir Instrumental by Cyborg Jeff, and is used under license from Jamendo Music. Our ending theme is Born to Drive Me Crazy Instrumental by Humans Win, and is under license from Storyblocks.com. Connect, Chiptune, is a cover of the original song Connect by Claris from the anime Puella Magi Madoka Magica. The cover is by Hori Kori, who can be found on Twitter and YouTube at Kori_W0. That's Kory_W0. All other incidental music and sound effects for this episode are licensed from Storyblocks.com and Freesound.org. Thank you all for listening. Stay well, and goodbye until next time.
Ideally.
Audacity, you son of a poop. Big old poop. Your grandfather was a poop. Your father's a poop, and you're always gonna be a poop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now recording.
There we go.
Oh, what's up, Craig? Okay.
Craig.
You're the nice boys.
Craig, you son of a bitch.